Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. So, what are you waiting for? Now, I know that question can be understood in two different ways, but I'm actually asking you, what specifically, what event are you waiting for? Now, at this point, you're probably thinking, Pastor Ken, have you not been paying attention? Have you not paying attention to the songs that have been on KEZK 102.5, the songs we've been singing, the fact that you're wearing a blue stole? You're probably not very good at this pastor thing, are you? I know what we're waiting for, right? We're waiting for Christmas. And I actually think about this time of year, well, it reminds me of the two common table prayers. Traditionally, we always say one that starts with, "Come, Lord Jesus," at the beginning of a meal. And after the meal has concluded, we start with a prayer that says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord." Now, in my mind, if I could change the world, I actually would say those prayers in the other order. I would start by giving thanks to God for who he is and what he has done, and then I would invite his presence and the blessing on the meal. And in some ways, that's where we are, because just a few days ago, we celebrated Thanksgiving, and we gave thanks to God, the source of all blessings. And now, we're here, this first day, this first Sunday in December, waiting for Christmas. The pageantry, the parties, the presents, the peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Christmas is something we expect, we plan for. We know it is December 25th, and we build plans around it. Just like other things that we plan for, like weddings, or perhaps a graduation, vacation, perhaps even a retirement. But then there are those things that we don't plan for that are somewhat unexpected. Falling in love, the birth of a child, getting a job. And of course, one of those most unexpected things. In the past week, there are five people to whom I've been connected that are now resting in the arms of Jesus. It seems like such a harsh time of year for this thing to happen. And yet, we give thanks. We give thanks for who these people were while they were here. We give thanks for where they are now. And we give thanks for our Savior. Because from the moment of the fall, from the moment that sin entered into this world, from the moment that death was a reality, there came that promise. The promise of a Savior. And as soon as that promise was uttered, people began to wait for this fulfillment of the promise, to wait for the Messiah. And the amazing thing is, he came. Now, in my mind, there is nothing more amazing than the fact that God became man, that the Creator became a creature, that the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. It's nearly unfathomable. And yet, it happened. And now as we prepare to celebrate that birth, to see by the Holy Spirit born of the Virgin Mary, we also enter this Advent season preparing for the second coming. Last week, if you were able to be here, you heard Pastor Magus preach about a phrase, OMG, oh my God, is a phrase that he wants to think about us to think about in a somewhat different way. Because what he reminded us when we say, oh my God, it's a reminder of how amazing God is and what he has done. And he has done it for you and me personally. And last week, as it almost always is, it was all about God. All of history, all the story that is in the Bible is the story of God and his interaction with his creation, his plan for and fulfillment of salvation for his people. This week, for just a small moment, let's just talk about us just a little bit. What do we do now that we know that the Savior came, was crucified, died, and buried, rose again? What do we do now knowing that we have been redeemed, that we have been rescued? Well, first, take heart. Seriously, what is more likely? That God, who already became man, went to the cross, rose from the dead, What's more amazing than he came, or that he would come again to claim his kingdom? Be assured that he is coming back. And so that gets us to the question again, what do we do in the meantime? What do we do as we wait for the second coming? Obviously, as our text points out, we are to be vigilant. We are to be awake. We are to look out. But is there something else? Is there something else we're supposed to do? If there was, wouldn't it be great if someone told us? What if God told us? Well, he does, right? In our epistle text for this morning, Paul writes that we are not to indulge our sinful desires, but rather we are to put on the shining armor of righteous living. But you know what? There's even more. There's even more that comes right after our text, because our text in Matthew here comes after Jesus and his disciples walk out of the temple, go to the Mount of Olives, and Jesus sits down and starts to talk to all of his disciples. He talks in our text about the coming of the Son of Man and not knowing when it is going to be. And immediately after that, he says the same thing. He just says it in a different way. Immediately after our text for this morning, he tells the parable of the 10 virgins, of the 10 women who are waiting for Christ, or the bridegroom. And some were awake, and some were asleep. It's the same story, the same message, just told a different way. Do you know what Jesus says next? All part of the same conversation, all part of the same teaching. He tells another parable. He tells the parable of the talents. He tells this parable about this master who is leaving, but before he leaves his estate, he calls 3 of his servants in. And to the first servant, he gives 5 talents, units of currency. And to the second, he gives 2 talents, or 2 units. And to the third, he gives 1, and then he leaves and he goes away. And after some time, he unexpectedly returns. And he goes to that first servant to whom he gave the 5 units and asks, what have you done? He said, Master, I worked it. I invested it. And here I have for you 10 talents. And the master says, well done. You have been good over a little. I will put you in charge of much. Enter into the joy of your master. Then he calls the second servant to whom he gave 2 and says, what did you do? He said, I worked it, I invested it. And here I was able to double it. I now have 4 talents for you. And again, the master says, well done. You've been faithful over a little. I will put you in charge of much. Enter into the joy of your master. And then he calls the third servant to whom he gave just 1. And he asks, what did you do? And this servant said, well, I was nervous. I know that you are a hard, harsh man, and so I buried it. Here is your 1 talent. And to this servant, the master is angry and throws him out. So what is the message? We have this entire discussion from Jesus, starting with our text from this morning, do not know when the Son of Man is coming, to telling it again in a different way in the parable of the 10 virgins, to telling the parable of the talents. What Jesus says is what we are to do until our master returns, until he returns, is to use what has been given to us, the blessings bestowed upon us, the talents we've been given, and use it to further our master's kingdom. Last weekend, and actually the weekends leading up to last weekend, people here at Concordia used the blessings bestowed upon them, their talents, to serve God and further his kingdom. Last weekend, we had the Turkey Blessing, which was a wonderful event, which about 1,000 Thanksgiving dinners were handed out. The thing that makes this blessing so wonderful is not just feeding the stomach. It's feeding the soul. As members of Concordia actually prayed with people as they received the Turkey Blessing. Now, from the pulpit, I want to say thank you to everyone who was involved. But, you know, what I say doesn't matter nearly as much. What someone else may say. And so I want to share with you this thank you note. This thank you note written with marker on a piece of cardboard, because it was a piece of cardboard that was available in one of the cars. Let me read. Dear church members, I want to thank you for putting your time and energy into helping people like me and my kids. This has been a very hard year for me, and I am so grateful for this meal. Protein is very expensive, and this turkey means a lot to me. being able to make sure my boys are getting more of what they need. I have avoided getting food stamps because of wonderful people like you. I am a local Kirkwood mom, and the support has been amazing. I have gone through a lot of emotions sitting here in this line. Two boys videotaping embarrass me just because I don't want my kids to be looked at any differently than others. Watching these kids and how much they are helping, please, to these young people, this means a lot to all the families that are in this line. My hope and prayers are that I will be able to provide just that much more next year. I am proud to be a part of this community. Thank you, and God bless you all. This note is a thank you note. But to me, this note is even more. It's a reminder of the ministry of Jesus. Because when Jesus came, he came to execute the plan for salvation. He came to restore creation, right? But do you know what else he did? He came with a ministry of healing. He healed the sick. And when he was healing those in their needs here and now, he was saying, yeah, the healer now matters. And in our text for today, and in the parable of the talents, he says, and what you do matters. What you and I do now, with all the talents that are bestowed upon us, with all the blessings that we have, matters. So if you and I are just sitting around, simply waiting for heaven, we are missing the point. If you and I are just sitting around waiting for next November, the next turkey blessing, we still are missing the point. We have been given the blessing of time, and we are to use that time in a way that furthers God's purposes and kingdom. The time to make disciples of all nations, whether in Uganda, Ecuador, Kirkwood, at our family table, is now. And so, let me ask you again that same question. What are you waiting for? While we may not know the exact date that we will see God face to face, we know what we are to do. And so now, let us do it. Even as we prepare for and pray, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.